News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, it must be Saturday. What the heck are you doing here?
I don't know. I should be working in the yard right now.
It is Saturday, and you know this is going to be the hot one. Mm-hmm. OMG.
Oh, yes.
Let's stay here. You know, what you do is get a bag of ice, go down to 7-Eleven before everybody else does, take it and spread it on your lawn chair, and just lie down on it.
I bought a little extra ice machine for my surgery. It's great. Now I have a lot of ice all the time.
You can do surgery all the time.
Yeah,
well, good morning.
Right.
And what we've got here is the War Eagles Air Museum is our topic today. We'll get to these guys in a second. We got a whole room full of people here.
Oh, it's great.
But it is KTSM AM 690, and we're streaming live on Facebook. That's the El Paso History Radio Show out there. And streaming live on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. And this is the place where we say Texas history begins in El Paso, and there's a reason for that.
And figure
it out and call us.
Okay, you do that. And folks can also hear us live on the radio station KTSM 690 AM or on the internet via iHeartRadio link. KTSMradio.com.
You got a history moment?
Yes, I do. I have a special one on lighting the way for airmail across the USA.
Has to do with airplanes.
Yes.
How convenient, because what a coincidence.
Yes, because
we have air people on the air today doing radio, and it's about the War Eagles Air Museum.
Oh, and I want to say happy birthday to the Army.
Army's
birthday today. So
happy
salute
birthday.
All of our veterans and soldiers.
Shall we have a 4 million gun salute? I'll let them all fire off at the same time. You know, the museum's history out there, War Eagles Air Museum sitting out there in Santa Teresa, it's got some interesting history unto itself, but it houses a tremendous amount of stuff. Vintage airplanes, a huge private collection, and we have the new executive director to say good morning to. Mike Epp, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Welcome here.
Thank you.
And you're the new kid.
Yeah, I'm the new guy on the block.
So it's okay. We'll talk to you anyway, right?
Yeah.
But you've got the job now.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good luck with that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Also, people in the room here on the left of your radios, Dan Taylor. Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jackson.
Now, how do we describe you? I've got you. I put down you maintain and fly the museum's aircraft.
Well, that's a good definition. I'm just kind of the thing that they'd never get rid of. And so I just keep hanging around the airport and hanging at the museum. So I pick up the odds and ends, make the things happen that need to be done.
There you go, Dan
Taylor.
He knows
how to wield a wrench.
And
he does good. And so one more guy in the room here, Cliff Bossy, good morning.
Good morning, Jackson.
Welcome here.
Thank you.
What do you do?
Kind of a little bit of everything.
You a volunteer?
I am a volunteer. Right now I'm kind of the volunteer archivist. I'm trying to put together history on the aircraft and preserve a lot of our photographs and memorabilia.
And you will listen carefully in your own head, and you will see when you turn off the mic and we go with the mic, it goes in. So you got to talk right into that gizmo. I mean, these are made for that purpose, to make it so if you walk off, they don't hear you no more. But anyway, so the whole idea of War Eagles Air Museum, I find it a fascinating place.
Oh, it's a bucket list place to visit.
You got to go there. And it's next to the, I say you're next to the big antenna, or they're next to you. That's how you find them if you're lost. You go look for this huge thing on the top of a tower. Mm-hmm. It's the Weather Service.
Take art craft all the way. Don't stop. Yeah. Don't go to Mexico.
Don't go to Mexico.
Turn right.
But the thing is, out there, do you guys have any decent places to eat yet out there?
Not recently. We had one that just shut down, unfortunately, but it was over there in the industrial area.
Yeah.
But you've got Rudy's next to the freeway, and, you know.
You guys are mobile. I know that. But I'm just thinking right out there, it's just about what it used to be.
No, we don't have any restaurants anymore. Well, they have the Penny's, which is a little restaurant, which is at the hotel that they have close to the airport. It's in the industrial area.
There's a hotel out there now?
Yes, it's mainly for the railroad people, but you can come and stay there if you want to stay there. So.
Well, it's an interesting location because southern New Mexico, that part of southern New Mexico, is getting an incredible boost. The railroad's part of it, but then the maquilas and all those people are moving in those warehouses, right?
It is incredible. They have one semi-truck every second, apparently, that goes by in that area. because of the complex and also the things crossing, and then those lovely propeller blades for the windmills that
turbine,
that
yeah.
everybody loves
oh,
that with those things.
There's hundreds of those down the road from you.
Right, and they
oh my
and they're gonna go on Artcraft and Freeway and jam up the traffic for everybody.
Yeah, and then they go south to Mesa because they can't turn left, so they go south to Mesa, turn around and come back and
right,
block up the traffic
right.
there.
But so you guys are being encroached upon. You were the first guys out there, weren't you?
We were, there was some sand, then the runway, and then us. And then Mr. McGuire, whenever he decided to, he and his wife Betty decided to build the museum, that there was nothing basically at the airport, Santa Teresa.
Talk about Mr. McGuire, because this is his private collection, yes?
It is his collection, but also the museum has acquired a lot of other aircraft
right.
and a lot of cars. And I really think that, you know, the numbers have really grown since the McGuire started the museum as far as the aircraft, especially the automobiles.
Well, where, how long was he collecting, McGuire?
That's a good question. I went to work for him in 84, and then the museum officially started in 87. And he had a large collection. Probably three-quarters of the airplanes were his, and maybe 25% of the cars, maybe less than that.
I had a friend that I was talking to yesterday, Kiki Bustamante, who knew the McGuire family quite well. And he was talking about how he used to go off. He had a Cadillac, and he had it set up with a tow bar. And he'd go up and pick up engines all over the place and planes. And he said he'd be pulling it back with the Cadillac.
He had a tow bar on the front of it. He also had a skid plate like Lyndon Johnson, where he would drive across the desert, and he would run across yuccas and rocks, and it wouldn't tear up his oil pan. So he was he'd fill the tires up with foam and stuff. But anyway, that was Mr. McGuire.
Well, he was an interesting guy because he was, his wife was the heir to the big deal, right?
Right. Yeah, Betty McGuire. She's still alive, and she is also a pilot. She soloed the same day that John did, and I've flown with her before, and I have flown her, and she's a very good pilot.
Oh, excellent.
Well, she used to fly from Marfa when they had their ranch out in Marfa
right.
to El Paso for supplies, right?
Right. Right. Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
So, what's the museum doing now?
Well, we're staying real busy like all the other businesses. We're trying to recover from last year and doing quite well. We took advantage of the downtime we had when we were closed last year. We kept the employees busy, and we've brought in some new systems. We have a thing called Guide by Cell where the kids can use, well, everybody can use their smartphone. You wave it over a QR code, and it'll give all the information about that particular display. The
That's
airplane.
Become the thing, hasn't it?
It really has. And the kids, it's like breathing to them. It's a little more difficult for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't do that. The kids are going to say, where is it?
Yeah. And then we've got a volunteer who did a virtual tour for us. It's a really nice tour. He brought in this special camera on a tripod and took over 1,000 shots, 360-degree shots.
Oh.
Put it all through software, and you can actually get on the computer. The link is on our website, and you can actually go through the museum up into some of the airplanes just at your own pace in any direction you want. It's an incredible tour.
We've been showing a couple of pictures of airplanes up here. You gave me a list of stuff. The Curtiss P-40 Warhawk. Andrew, go back and put up number one. That one, what's unusual about that airplane?
Well, it's actually kind of it's the one that's on all of our advertisements. It's the most photogenic, or one of the better, more photogenic airplanes that we have. It's the first airplane you see when you walk into our hangar. It's painted with the shark mouth from the World War II or pre-World War II, the American Volunteer Group that was over in China.
Did that aircraft see combat?
Actually, it was that airplane was in Canada. It was in the Royal Canadian Air Force during the war. It went immediately there. And on our card, our information card, it shows it was actually up in the Aleutian Islands when the Japanese were up there. I don't know if the airplane specifically had conflict that it was involved in.
Maybe more of a scout? Or
go ahead.
If you see the first movie, Tora, 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 and you'll see the P-40s taking off in Hawaii, that is that actual airplane.
So I see.
It has a historical movie.
It's a movie star.
It's a movie star, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I mean, you probably have a lot of vintage stuff. Now, that one still flies then?
It's capable of flying. Right now, the majority of the aircraft are in a preserved condition. So
you take the oil out to put them in a... inside, right?
Well, we preserve the engines. We run them up, and we try to keep them ready in case there's the opportunity to fly sometime in the future.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
You're ready, right? You're ready to fly.
Well, we can be made ready to fly, and that's an executive decision. that has to be done by some other people that are executives.
No, of course, but I mean the quality of the aircraft is what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah.
They're
most
ready
those
to
airplanes,
go.
Most of those airplanes flew there in the first place.
You know,
they were flying when they arrived. It's just so incredibly expensive to keep them up and running and doing annual inspections and very expensive to keep pilots current on those type of airplanes.
Cause oh, yeah.
So oh, you have to keep recertifying.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Of
all
course.
The airplanes, yeah. Have
plus,
to be
they don't have the digital technology that most planes have today now, too.
Well, that's true. It's different. It's harder. And, you know, seriously, there's less and less pilots and mechanics every day. You know, the engines that are in those airplanes, the V-12s, and like in the P-40, and then the radial engines.
Wow.
Yeah,
they don't, they just, the parts are getting scarcer. But the skill set of the pilots and the mechanics is disappearing every day.
Yeah. I need to warn you about one thing. With all the mics open and you go, you hit that, you hear that sounds like? Be careful on the desk over there. I just think it blew off the transmitter. But anyway, the point is it gets noisy in here. Just remember what you did. The Curtis P-40 Warhawk. Okay. How about the next one, number two, Douglas C-47. Why would you have a Douglas C-47? What is that?
It is actually the military version of the Douglas DC-3, which was a civilian transportation.
You still see those flying around. I think Cheater Bella still has one, doesn't he?
I don't know if Cheater does or not. Unfortunately, his health is such he doesn't fly anymore.
Okay.
That airplane has an interesting history. It was built as a C-47A, shipped to or flown to Europe, assigned to the 9th Air Force in May of 1944. It was in the right place at the right time to fly at D-Day. For my own personal satisfaction, I have not confirmed that it flew at D-Day. However, every other airplane within that serial block that was there did. I can't imagine it sitting on the ground.
Why are you leaving that one out? Yeah,
yeah. It did like so many veterans. At the end of the war, it came home. It went stateside. It was picked up by Phillips Petroleum, converted into an airline configuration with the large cargo door removed, passenger door placed on it, progressed through various owners. We got it when the Bhagwan Rajneesh had it in the 80s, and he was deported.
You practiced that, didn't you?
Actually, no. I go through this a lot at the museum because I love the history of that airplane.
Well, you practice it every day then. But the thing is, how does a mindset occur for somebody with the capacity to buy these things, like Mr. McGuire, I would think, how do you go around and say, I need that airplane, I want this airplane? Did you influence him, Dan Taylor?
No, but when you look at the equipment that influenced World War II, along with the Jeep, the DC-3 was one of the major items that helped us win World War II. And so it really had a significant historical past. Also on that DC-3, certain times the airplane is opened up and you can go inside and it's in the passenger configuration, so you can see what the passenger service was back 30, 40, 50 years ago. So it's really a unique walk in the past when you go inside the airplane.
I went in that trimorter when you had it parked out. I didn't fly in it, but I went out there when you had that thing over there. I got the feeling that this is just a bus that got wings.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing was like just rattling all the time and noisy.
Wicker chair seats in it.
I figure, it might be a waitress coming by with a cocktail, but there's no place for her to sit down.
And you never would have heard him taking your order. What do you want to drink? I don't know. I can't hear.
The luxury, that's not what occurred back in the day.
Right. Back in the day, it was not very luxurious compared to our flying that we have today.
Fly a box back then. Now, do all the airplanes have capacity for getting a visitor to go through them, or just some do, some don't?
Generally not. Most of them are single seat airplanes, and then we've got some that had multi-crew, but they're just kind of too difficult to access. They sit so high up above the ground. You know, everybody was nimble back in World War II.
But you can still sit in the helicopter.
Oh, yeah. We've got a...
You got a helicopter out there.
Yeah, we do. We've got an OH-58 helicopter that we've got set up for the kids, actually, with some sound effects and so forth and family shots and everything. We've got a Huey, UH-1 Huey from Vietnam era.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I want to know, if you got a chance, could you put and would you put a B-52 in your collection?
In a second.
In a second. Okay.
I don't know where you'd put it.
That's our new director speaking there. That's exciting, folks.
I want you guys to get a B-52. Anyway, we've got to take a break here, come back and do some more of this. We got the crowd in here from War Eagles Air Museum. Let me see if I can find my list of who these people are. The new director, executive director, Mike Epp, EPP.
Yes, sir.
And that's how we know you. Dan Taylor, Cliff Bossy. These guys know airplanes and stuff. We got 2 hours with them. We're going to make it happen here. You got people looking at us on Facebook yet?
Yes, I did, but my Facebook page changed, and I can't understand what's up with it.
Angie's there from Colorado. Salazar. You got a list?
I can't get my face. The Facebook page changed. I have no idea.
The boys are looking nice from Ismael Romero. They're watching you, people.
Yeah, okay.
He smells one of our weekend crew.
They should be working instead of watching Facebook. Yeah.
Dan Lehman.
they could be listening.
They're taking a break, you know. Dan Lehman from Tucson. We got a crowd in there. Taking a break here. Call us if you need to. What's that phone number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading in our community, and anyone who has been exposed or is showing symptoms is asked to get tested. Information on free testing is available at epstrong.org. Find details on how to register for the vaccine at epcovidvaccine.com. eprenthelp.org has resources for tenants and landlords on rental assistance, and epbusinessstrong.org has details on grant and loan funding. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Cause of Ewing GMC, the leader in stimulating the used car market in the El Paso Southwest, is doing it again. Buy any car, SUV, or truck in our tremendous used car inventory for only $77 down.
That's it? $77?
That's right, $77. One owner trade, free possessions, lease returns, insurance recoveries, and even government retired vehicles.
Like this new 2019 Nissan Sentra, $77 down. Or this 2018 Chevy Cruze, $77 down.
Financing available through more than 20 local banks and credit unions. Buy here, pay here, financing by La Casita. Buy any car, SUV, or truck for only $77 down.
Cross a view with GMC, Montana at Airwave.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I am looking at the email, ephistory690@gmail.com. Talk to us there if you wish to do so. And also, we have a Facebook page, as well as you know, it's El Paso History Radio Show streaming live today with the program, and a YouTube channel. Go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com, El Paso History TV. We got our El Paso Gold DVD series up there for free. Take a look. 20 years worth of producing television, and we dump it on the internet for the COVID thing. And well, we've got several thousand views of that stuff. And we got, I think, 1,500 permanent viewers on that, but anybody can drop into that. Also, 20 segments of our ABC 7 series we did called El Paso History TV, oddly enough. And they're now online. We did that on ABC 7. Mr. Bernie Sargent was the on-camera dude. Andrew and I shot that and produced those and put those out there. And they're archived there on that channel. And if you want to go see that, it's an interesting way to understand El Paso history. And if you went to public school here, as they say every week, you didn't get taught your history. So go look at some of that stuff. Also, we get comments on there. We put those on the air here. Comment about one of the El Paso History TV videos. It was actually one of the very first ones that we posted years ago. I think it was 2013, I think. And it was the last tour of El Paso City Hall. Guess who that was? And we did it both in Spanish and English. Andrew did the English version. And it was called the El Paso History Journal back then. And Austrias Celtic, that's the name they put on down, said, "It was a beautiful building. My dad worked on the fourth floor since its opening and been with the city since 1969. So everybody gets their own memory out of this history. You want to go look. There's over 120 videos there. Take a look at some of that stuff, El Paso History TV on YouTube. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to travel the world of architecture with a free guided tour this Wednesday, June 16th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Tom Lee Institute founder, Dare Margo, and Situ Architecture Principal, Edgar Lopez, are leading this guided tour of El Paso, some of El Paso's most beautiful and unique architecture, by architects Henry Trost and Mabel Welch. Space is limited, and you must RSVP to tomlee.com/events or call them at 915-533-0048. Again, that's this Wednesday from 10 a.m., June 16th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You got the guys from In Situ helping on the tour. They know the architecture
down there.
Really they live in it. They love it. And Adair, of course, she knows all kinds of stuff about downtown architecture. Yeah. Talking about the War Eagles Air Museum, we need a two-minute story before we go to the next break. Who's got a two-minute story over here? Bossick, come on, Cliff, you're looking like you got some kind of story.
Where the collections came from with the automobiles? Was that also McGuire's, or was this someone else's?
It's. I think John collected automobiles as well. I don't know the story as well as Dan does. We have collected cars over the history of the museum. The majority of them are donated. Some are loaned for display. We actually, at this point, we have more automobiles than we do airplanes.
What kind of cars?
Everything from a reproduction of a 1903 Oldsmobile, which actually is a replica with a Cushman engine, up to probably my favorite, the 1935 Auburn.
Yeah. That's beautiful,
one of a kind.
Isn't it?
It is beautiful. A Rolls Royce. Everybody should own a Rolls Royce.
Oh, yeah.
The Rolls Royce was actually donated by Dick and Susie Azar.
Oh, yeah. Neat. And they just park it next door and come over and pick it up.
Well, I don't think that was the way it worked. They said, here it is. That was nice.
Because they had their place out there. They had their own hangar and everything.
Right, a Blue Feather for many years. Right?
Oh, yeah. And so the thing is, do the cars all run when they need to? Well, same with the airplanes.
We have them in different stages of operation. Mike is starting to operate some of the cars more recently, so we're getting them where they have fuel and they can run. So
you may have to back them up a little bit when we get that B-52. It's going to take up some space.
Have you ever stood by a B-52?
I've been in one. Oh, man.
Oh, you've been
nuts.
In one? Yeah,
oh,
that's amazing.
Oh, my God. It's like
huge.
I'm where the bomb was.
I was at the crash site of one, and all that was left was the tail, and just the tail was impressive.
No, go to the airport.
I meant to see.
If you have a choice.
Experience, yeah.
Go to the other tour. Anyway, I know. I'm messing with you. But the thing about the War Eagles Air Museum, you will take donations if you can fit them in, right? Yeah, I mean,
yes, we do.
Oh, thank you. we need a drum. We used to have another microphone in here, and we didn't have to go through this, but they stole it from me.
A few of our airplanes were donations. Most of the cars have been donations. Most of our displays came from people's donations. We've got some really incredible history from World War I on up on display, different uniforms, artifacts, helmets, documents. One of the programs that we're also working on right now is we're starting an archive system, and actually Cliff is spearheaded that. We've got tens of thousands of photographs and way more documents, and we're trying to digitize all the stuff that we can and make that available, in the future on our website. It's not available right now.
Way cool.
You also have a display, I believe, or as a memorial to the female pilots, 99ers, but...
Yeah, well, they were the 99ers. It was 99ers, the Powder Puff Derby in 1954. It was Ruth Dierman and
Lois Haley.
Yes.
And we also have a section dedicated for the women in aviation called the WASPs, who aviation flying stateside, you know, while the men went over and flew the
combat. And in fact, it wasn't until in the 70s when they finally recognized what the women had done that they an El Paso was one of the first, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but was one of the first ladies buried in Arlington in recognition to being one of the pioneers.
Yeah, Sweetwater is the home of the WASP Museum that they have. And so in case anybody ever wants to go to the WASP Museum, they go over to Sweetwater, Texas.
We're almost going to take a break. Cliff has a thought.
One of the things that Mike and I have discussed is taking a lot of the displays we have and giving them a digital online presence.
Yeah.
One of the first ones would be Women in Aviation because it deserves a larger presence than it has in the museum. By going digital, we have some ideas for displays that I believe most people would find interesting. Our issue right now is coming up with a 21st century website.
Right, you still have the dashes in your website, don't you?
In the domain name, right?
Yes.
War Eagles.
War-Eagles-Air-Museum.com.
Whatever.
You're right, right.
Well, I posted a link from our Facebook page already, so
thank you.
You can everybody can go over there. It's a great website.
They will find.
And we have a Facebook page for the museum also.
You don't put dashes in there.
I don't know.
What is it? War Eagles. Museum?
War Eagles Air Museum, right. Perfect. You had to search that.
Taking a break here, folks. We got to do that.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Does your child seem overly forgetful, always have a messy room, or take forever to get ready? While some of that is normal, it could also be a sign of a learning and thinking difference. At Understood, we're here to help. With 24 million visitors to our site each year, we help people with learning and thinking differences discover their potential and find community. Visit understood.org/iHeart to learn more about how we can help you or someone you love.
Hey parents, have you ever wondered how to talk to your kids about the crazy things happening in the world? As great as schools can be, they often don't teach important things like how to start a business or how the economy works. That's why your family needs the Tuttle Twins books. These books teach important ideas that teachers and textbooks don't really discuss. Go to TuttleTwinsRadio.com to get your set of books. You'll get a 35% off discount and free activity workbooks, too. That's TuttleTwinsRadio.com.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7077. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got the War Eagles going today. We're talking about a lot of stuff. Some announcements we got for you. Celebration of Our Mountains on June 19th. They're going to Agere Springs in the Pine Tree Trail. On June 26th, BLM's Hummingbird Photography Workshop is happening. And one more, the details to be following. But you can get all the details you want by going to Jim Talbert. He's the man that runs this thing. Celebration of Our Mountains. You can just Google that and or go to diegotalbert@gmail.com. Call him up. Freak him out. Say, hey, let's ring his pocket. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, 525-7364, 525-7364, and say, I am in Jim's pocket. Your turn.
That's the
good.
Private thing.
Good luck
okay.
with that.
Pepe's Restaurant in Canyon 2 is home to the one and only Margarita, and it's open for in-house dining, to-go orders, and catering. They're located at 6761 Donovan Drive, or call Pepe's at 877-2152, and we'll be there today.
We're all going. Are you guys going?
You betcha. We'll
all
be
right.
there.
Dan Taylor's going.
Everybody got to come. You're
That's
interested
right.
in planes? Come
Boss
on
is
over.
Going. No, maybe not. You don't know. Mike's going to go get hot dogs. We don't know what he's going to do, but some of us will be there, especially this guy.
It will be a great time there. Great food,
Show up. Great company,
and we pick up a little bit about the Camino Real over there.
There you
and
go.
You buy your own dadgum lunch. I just
it's
want you to know
that.
It's
a great lunch.
Okay, yeah.
Buy your own, anything you want. In the market to buy or sell your home, then contact Legacy Real Estate Services, Patrick Tuttle, who has a great inventory of homes for sale and for rent. So call Patrick Tuttle today at 588-1850, and please welcome our newest sponsor, State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number. Call Ralph today at 915.
Oh, do you like that? He likes that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are you done yet?
No. Go ahead.
915-581-0000. I don't want to miss those zeros.
See, that's a better phone number.
And he's got all your insurance needs covered.
Hey, he's cool.
And then we also want to talk. This is our sponsored moment. Looking for a full-service company to manage your rental properties? Then you need to talk to our friends at Monterey Asset Management or visit their website, which is m1ep.com, and you can call them at 915-592-4549. And the last one here is, of course, our favorite, is Mission Del Rey, where they have great gifts for Father's Day coming up, and you can go to their spring walks. They've got a full-line spring walk-in sale going on right now, and everything's 20% off. Just when you mention this ad on the El Paso History Radio Show, and you'll receive your discount at checkout. And kids, don't miss Mission Del Rey's new Old West Town attraction, a perfect place to have fun with your dad. Mission Del Rey is located at 1421 North Lee Trevino Drive, Suite A, or call them at 915-440-2140.
They've got gifts for dad. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Father's Day coming up.
Gift for dad, but they got a sale, so if you're like me.
Well, and also, you still in the springtime, even though it's going to be 108 today. I don't think that's a lot of springtime, but on the calendar it says it's springtime, and whatever the case may be. And when it gets to be noon, Dan Taylor goes to eat at Pepe's.
All the time.
Yeah. I've been.
I see you there all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm out there a lot. What?
I have an interesting call. One of a friend of ours, Sean P. Gogg, and he listens to the show, and he's a good friend of ours. He has his mother's flight jacket from when she used to fly the PBYs in World War II, taking meteorological readings for Navy ships.
Great. Do they have any pictures of her wearing the jacket?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does. He might be at lunch today, but I'll definitely check with him.
If he were to give it up, or anybody who had one like that, would you want them to donate it to the museum? And do you want that kind of stuff? You do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're trying to increase our archives as much as we can.
What was it that Elliot Shapley put in there? There's an exhibit with him.
Yeah, his father was a P-51 pilot who crashed in France and actually joined the French underground. And did some serious damage against the Nazis.
Yeah, this is a whole story that cool. guy did.
It is, yeah.
And so you've got it up on the wall out there.
Well, we have a display with a film, actually. We've got a film that accompanies all the medals that he was awarded and some maps and charts and stuff.
That's way cool.
Oh, it's a great story.
But so if anybody has anything that's portable, like a B-52, but any, well, maybe they don't have one of those laying around. But if you got something interesting that would be a museum quality thing. I gave you some museum parts that I found up on Franklin Mountain.
Wow. Well, we've got some stuff from the B-36 crash site there. Is that what you're talking about?
24. I gave B-24? You B-24 engine mount.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, sure. Yeah, it's right next to the...
I mean, I didn't really want that, but I didn't want it left up on the mountain.
Right.
It happened after the 06 flood in August. I decided to go up on the mountain to see if anything neat had popped out with a flood. And sure enough, there was about a 4 foot wide and 3 foot deep channel brand new down the canyon. And at the bottom of it was this metal thing. And the B-24 crash went right over Memphis Street, Nashville Street, up into the mountain. And I think it lost an engine on its way to crash. And that the engine mount was down the canyon by about 300 yards. But it had been, they bulldozed the road that night. And so they covered it up. I'm convinced. Because this was under tons of debris and rock. And they pushed a road up there that night. Well, enough of that. Okay, back to War Eagles Air Museum. The thing about what you do have, you'd have some of these kind of parts. Cliff, what interests you the most? I mean, you're the guy that goes, as a volunteer, you get to go out there, and you don't have to.
No.
These guys kind of, they're obligated, but you don't have to go there. So why do you go, what's the best plane you like?
I actually have so much that interests me there. Lately, trying to piece together histories of our airplanes, putting hands on airplanes, going through the archives and looking at photographs that I had never seen before or never appreciated before.
Where are you getting all these archives?
I'm sorry, what?
Where are you getting the archives?
Where are we getting?
What's the source of them?
Wherever we can get them.
People donate it.
Usually in boxes that have been put aside. And so they're being... It's a very time-consuming job for somebody to do what Cliff is doing.
But somebody donates them is my question, yeah, really.
Well, they were acquired somehow, right. Yeah,
yeah, and yeah. It's just you're organizing them now, right. I guess, is basically.
But let me give Cliff a quick kudo here. He painted the TU-2, he painted the A-7, he's painted the F-84. These are outside aircraft on display, and there's a lot that Cliff has been doing. As Bob Dockendorf said, his fingerprints are all over the museum. So anyway.
Well, you're not talking about portraits on the wall in a frame. You're talking about with
paint
and a brush.
Yeah, we're talking about the entire airplane, right?
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
Cliff does a great job. He does historical reproductions for the different airplanes at different units and so forth. He did a great job. But you were talking about the donations, and one day we went to work, and there was a photo album just leaned up against the front door.
Oh,
we have no idea where it came from, but it was a Sailors Westpac tour cruise in the 70s, and some great photos from that era. It's just a great little collection. We have no idea where it came from.
Simple acquisition. Pick it up.
Sure.
There you go. Fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they purchased over the years looking for stuff to, you know, I'm sure a lot of donations, but I know they also purchase a lot to try to fill in those gaps.
What's your phone number out there? What we're thinking about? It's a New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico 575-589-2000.
589. That's almost as good as Ralph Dickerson.
Almost. but if people do have donations, give me a call. My name's Mike. Give me a call at 575-589-2000, War Eagles Air Museum, and talk before you just show up with a bunch of stuff because, you know, there's just a lot of stuff out there. Some stuff would be great. A lot of stuff is really cool. I would like to tell people, because I've had visitors come back years later and say, hey, you know, we gave you my grandfather's medals, and we'd sure like them back. And it's like, boy, I'm not sure where those are at exactly.
Don't work that way.
Yeah, but a person should take care of their own immediate family history first.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know, give me a call before you bring stuff down, and we can talk about it.
And that B-52, you're still looking for one.
If anybody's got a B-52 out there that they don't have, that they want to park out at the museum, we can make arrangements.
Man, I'm going to go see one of those again. Okay, so let's take a look at one of the pictures here, Andrew. I got behind here on number three. How do you say that word, Fiesler?
Fiesler.
Fiesler. Fiesler Storch. I did enough accent there for you? What is that thing?
It is a German observation liaison airplane. It was designed by the company Fiesler. There's discussion even among Germans, which is correct. Ours is actually one of about 780 that was produced by, excuse my French, but Marine Saulnier.
Excuse your French. Exactly.
Well, we just refer to it as an MS-502. It is restored to the appearance of an FI-156 Storch. Its most famous claim to fame, not our airplane, but the type, was the rescuing of Mussolini after he had been deposed the first time.
Okay, this particular picture here shows dark spots that you haven't painted yet? Or is that some sort of camouflage thing?
It's actually painted in a North African camouflage
thing. Okay, I didn't think you missed a part. Because otherwise you missed a lot of spots on that airplane trying to paint that thing.
Well, you know, it's spotty.
It is. But, okay, so move to the next one there, Andrew. We got number four, Grumman TBM Avenger. And you should realize that this is about a minute behind reality. Just so you know, this particular computer, but it's already up now. But you won't see it for about a minute just because of the delay of Facebook. We will be getting a monitor here at some point, so we can. Well, look, we're making this stuff up as we go. This live on Facebook stuff. We didn't have a plan. There was no predecessor. So
one of the things about the TBM is it was a naval boat. It was a torpedo bomber. It was also the same plane that George Bush Sr. flew, and. As you can see, the wings retract so that it fits on the aircraft carrier to make room. We've got a lot of the aircraft in the museum that the wings can be retracted on, and some of them that are parked outside the A7 has one wing retracted. And so that one is also our former chief pilot, Jack Bell. He flew the TBF, which was built by General Motors, and he was the last pilot to actually fly that airplane whenever it came into the museum. So
I think he was in here a couple of times.
Yes, Jack was, yeah. Marion Bell, he used to be the CEO of Phelps Dodge.
And I can say that now. 20 years ago they were here. I mean, we were on the air back then. But no, and you said you wanted to see if anybody knew, had some stories about him or something, if they want to call in?
Well, that would be if anybody remembers Jack, I'd like to call and ask questions about him a little bit. I'd like to keep his memory alive. I really respect him. When he was our chief pilot, he taught me a lot of things, and so I just like to toss that name out there in case somebody would like to give a call and maybe a short story about aviation, maybe.
We're about to give out that phone number because we got to take a break. Melissa, what's that phone number?
For?
The break.
Okay. You have phone numbers going back and forth. So 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Let radio advertising keep your business top of mind with customers all summer long. Visit iHeartAdBuilder.com to get your business on the radio quickly and easily. You can even make your own radio ad. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Do you want to invest in cash-flowing real estate without all of the hassles? Introducing PassiveInvesting.com, a national private equity real estate firm with over $380 million under management. We have an offering available to invest right now in an institutional-level, newly built apartment community in Orlando, Florida. Only available to independently verified, accredited investors. Visit PassiveInvesting.com for details on how you can invest today. That's PassiveInvesting.com.
For kids in poverty around the world, things are still desperate. Join Compassion International with your one-time $40 gift to provide a COVID relief kit to a family in poverty. Text the word GIVE to 83393. That's GIVE to 83393.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Let you know about the McGoffin home. They're normally open, but Melissa will give some details on that. They are open by appointment for sure, and they are posting their programming on Facebook page. You can do yoga classes. You can do sci-fi books. You can do all kinds of stuff. But if you have any questions, call up Gloria Garza. She's the visitor relations representative. 533-5147. And they have an announcement.
Yeah, due to today's extreme heat, the McGoffin home will be closed today and will reopen tomorrow, Sunday at 9 a.m. And again, you can call them at 533-5147 for details. But Keystone Heritage Park stayed open today for the heat.
And your air conditioning is on full.
It's on full. That's yeah. Right. It's outdoors.
That's a good way to do it here. You had an item come in on Facebook, a question?
Yeah.
It
was from, what's his name? Oh, excuse me. Ruben C. Reyes. He was asking about what's the history of the H-34 and where y'all are on that project.
Y'all.
Well, he said y'all. I'm going to take his word.
That one is kind of in a flux right now. It is a volunteer project, which one of the other groups on the airport is working on, and in a minute Mike will fill more in on that. That airplane was built as an HSS, which was the Navy designation for that type, also the Marine designation.
What type of plane was it? I mean, I guess
it's a helicopter.
Okay.
It is one that you will see in a lot of footage of the Vietnam War, particularly the Marine Corps delivering troops into the combat areas. The plan for that airplane is for it to be restored in Marine Corps markings, and it will be placed in a veteran park that the county is building at the airport. I don't think there's a time frame for it to be finished at the moment. I know Mike actually wants to talk to me about it after this program. Something came up yesterday that we might be making a little progress on it. I'm going to let Mike fill you in on the veterans park.
That guy talking was Cliff Bossy, a volunteer. Here comes the executive director, Mike Epp. I'm just doing the lower third titles for these people.
Sure. The Veterans Park is the Doña Ana County's latest park acquisition. It's been in the planning for quite a while. They've actually broken ground as far as scraping it smooth and putting in drainage and so forth. But there is a Veterans Park that's planned. They're going to have the American flag and the New Mexico state flag, and they're going to have the MIAPOW flag. They're going to have the H-34 out there. It's going to be lit. They're going to build a real nice wall around it and so forth. There's a couple of people that are really behind it. Mike McNamee is a local pecan farmer and aviation enthusiast. He's pushing it through the VFW post in Anthony, New Mexico, overseeing that. The concrete is being donated by Job Concrete.
Oh, wow.
It's going. It's going to happen hopefully within this next year.
Great.
It was supposed to have been done already, but again, last year was just a zero year. We'll just erase that.
There wasn't a 2020.
But it's going to come on. It's going to be a beautiful park. I've seen the artist's renditions of it, and it's going to be right across the street from our museum. It's at the entrance to the Santa Teresa Jetport.
Oh, perfect.
It's going to be really nice. There's no doubt about it.
That jetport is something else, too, if people haven't been out there lately.
You got to hear what Ismail wants to do. Ismail Romero, did you see what he wants? He's waiting for an SR-71. And you guys would like to see one of those out there, wouldn't you?
It's going to be waiting a while.
that's that big spy plane. It went too fast. You can't see it, right? One of those things?
Sure. Ismail's working behind the counter today at the museum.
Well, if he wins the lottery, he could, you know, buy one and bring it in. How's
sure,
that?
Yeah. That'd be great.
Buy that ticket.
Well, we how much time left, Andrew? We have a break coming up here. But I was just curious about that SR-71
oh, sure.
thing.
Yeah. It'd be great to have one. We'd love to have one.
Well, do you have room for that kind of stuff?
We've got a lot of space.
Okay.
We have a big parking lot. Lots of room to put airplanes.
Fair enough. How many acres do you have out there?
Oh, gosh. What do you think, Dan? Maybe 5 acres? Six acres?
5 acres. So you have room for those big airplanes if we can talk somebody out of one.
Just not inside, yeah. Between the 39 airplanes and the 55 cars we've got right now.
Isn't there a layer up near the ceiling where you could stick one of those things?
Well, we've got a couple airplanes that are hanging from the ceiling, and we'd love to do that. It's going to take some engineering. It's going to take that magic piece of paper from an engineering firm to tell us.
It won't fall on someone.
And the way the building was built, you can hang stuff from the ceiling.
Oh, absolutely. It's structural.
Remind me in the next hour to talk about how that building was built, because I remember hearing the details. That thing is not going to go anywhere unless you want it to. I mean, voluntarily with the weather, it's never going to move, I don't think. Will it?
Well, Mr. McGuire was an engineer, and so when they came up with the plans, he says, we're going to do this and do that. And the engineer said, why? And he says, well, because we're going to make it better. And so whenever he had the basic design, the building was supposed to stand 110 miles an hour. And when they finished it, it was 130. Uh-huh. So it's a freestanding building. The structure underneath is post-tension cables. The footings go down 15 feet. It's a massive concrete structure under the ground. They dug all the dirt out underneath the building. All the way down were a bulldozer. And road grader were below the surface of the ground, and then they hauled in all new good dirt to compact. And so the main building itself is going to be there for a long, long time.
He was some engineer, I'll tell you, if he's doing that. Yeah.
And that was so the planes wouldn't go through the floor.
Well, actually, he built the entire hangar, and then he put dirt down, and then he poured the 50-foot squares of cement on top of that because he hates cracks in the cement. So
don't go there. He's an engineer. Talking about War Eagles Air Museum. Going to do some more after the news. We got a lot of airplanes to show you and a bunch of cars.
That's right.
So we'll see you after the news. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.